Don't dress like a slob. You gotta watch, you gotta listen to this episode of The Inside BS Show. Hey now, my name is Dave Lorenzo. This is The Inside BS Show. I'm here with my partner, the always perfectly dressed Nikki G. Hey Nicola, how are you today?
Hi Dave, I'm great. Thank you for the compliment.
So I'm talking to my buddy, a client of mine who's been a client forever. He works at a large corporate entity and he runs a sales team. I've known this guy. We worked together at Marriott. He went on to a very successful career working at a big company. And he's telling me about somebody that works for him that is calling on banks and bankers. And the guy is calling on banks and bankers in the heat of the summer in like a short sleeve, like, you know, casual shirt that he's sweating through in like shorts. He shows up at a bank to ask for business in a sweat-stained short-sleeve shirt and shorts, okay? Put aside the fact that it's hot out, you need to look like somebody people want to work with. I wrote an article months back, and I put it up on LinkedIn, and the article was, I dress like somebody people want to invest in. I try to always wear a jacket and tie. If we're going to an after hours networking event, I'll try to wear a jacket, maybe open collar. If I'm going to somebody's house for dinner, you know, slacks and a shirt. But I always go to business events looking like someone people want to invest money with, okay? Even though I'm a consultant, I provide advice, I want to look like somebody that they want to work with. I don't care if you're more comfortable being casual. I don't care if the rest of the business world has moved on. You will never go wrong dressing at a higher level than your client. You'll never go wrong dressing at a higher level than the people that you're networking with. You will never go wrong dressing a level above what you think is appropriate. As a man, if I bring a jacket to a networking event and nobody's wearing jackets, I can take it off. Right? If I wear a tie somewhere and I feel self-conscious, by the way, I never feel self-conscious, but if I wear a tie somewhere and I feel self-conscious, I can take the tie off and have an open collar shirt and be casual just like everybody else. I never want to be that guy who is underdressed, who looks like he doesn't belong in the room. So my advice to everyone that I work with is dress like you're someone that earns the respect of other people and that earns the financial investment and the emotional investment they're going to make in you. When I said this, Nicola, a regional director from Provisors from the West Coast jumped ugly, totally ugly with me on LinkedIn. And she said, all of my group leaders, my most successful people, they say they work with people in technology and those people won't respect them if they wear ties. You know what? That is such a bunch of crap, okay? People are going to respect you based on how you treat them, based on what comes out of your mouth. What they will do is if you're not dressed appropriately, they will immediately discount you. And I promise you, no one has ever discounted a person in a suit in any environment. Now, maybe it's different for women, but I know one of the things about you is you're always professionally and impeccably dressed. So how do you feel about this topic?
You know how I feel about this topic. It is important to make sure that you are dressed professionally. I understand that the pandemic allowed us to, you know, be a little bit more relaxed in some of our attire, and athleisure wear swept through our country and it was popping up everywhere. I'm still seeing it in offices here. No, absolutely not. Do not wear your athleisure wear or your gym clothes to the office. Just don't do it. I also love this, flip-flops, sandals. If you would not wear this to dinner with a client, hopefully you wouldn't wear it to dinner with a client, don't wear it. If you would not be comfortable wearing this out to a nice dinner or to an event, do not wear it on a daily basis. I understand we want to be comfortable, but there's also an appearance, and that appearance comes with the reputation, right, that you are creating and the brand you're creating for yourself. And so ask yourself, do I want to be perceived as, you know, someone who is at home in my pajamas, or do I want the clients that I want to work with to perceive me as someone who dresses the part for what I do?
Hey, Nikki G, did you know you can also get our show as an audio podcast?
Of course I know you can get the show as an audio podcast. I'm on it. But does our audience?
I don't know. So those of you who are watching on YouTube, you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search up The Inside BS Show with The Godfather and Nikki G, and you'll find us right there. Click the follow button so that you never miss a show. Now, there's a couple of reasons why you're going to want to do that. Nikki G, tell them what the first reason is.
You get to ask us questions. That is exclusive to our podcast listeners.
Yeah, we only answer listener questions on the audio version of the podcast. We don't do it on video. So if you want to hear what everyone's thinking, or if you want to ask us a question, you got to download the audio podcast. The second reason, and my favorite reason, is because you can take us with you. You can have a little Nikki G in your pocket while you're working out in the gym, washing the dishes, or walking the dog. I love me some Nikki G in my pocket when I'm walking the dogs. I don't know about you, Nicola, but that's one of my favorite things to do.
Absolutely. Take us with you.
After you watch this episode here on YouTube, go to wherever you get your podcasts, click the follow button so we can go with you on your journey and you can ask us questions. We will see you, or more like hear you, there. So, looking like somebody that they want to work with, differentiate yourself with class and with style. You don't have to buy expensive clothes. Buy clothes that match, buy clothes that make you look like you belong or you're a level above your client. It's always better to be better dressed than the people that you're in the room with. And if you want to take off your tie to dress down, you can do that. Two other points I want to make, okay? Get a haircut. You need to get a haircut, all right? I don't want to see anybody that I work with looking like they perform in a rock band unless I'm working with you because you're a rock band and you're asking me for advice. You need to look like somebody who's a professional. I'm talking to lawyers. I'm talking to accountants out there. All right. If your hair is down to the crack of your butt, I am not going to take you seriously. You're not going to be my accountant. I promise you. You may be somebody's accountant, maybe a marijuana dispensary, but you're not going to be my accountant. If your hair is down to the crack of your butt, go do whatever it is people with long hair like that do. Perform in a rock band. The other thing I'll tell you is you need to shave, okay? That stubble that you think makes you look, I don't know, sexy, it makes you look like a freaking homeless person. Invest in a razor, shave your face. I don't want to look at someone who's got 2 days of stubble and nobody else does either, not in the workplace. If you're going out and you're going to the bar and you're going to pick up because you're unshaven, then take 2 days off from work, let your stubble grow, and go out to a bar after that. If you're a gentleman and you're going into the workplace, you got to be clean shaven. All right. If you got a beard, your beard better be trimmed, and I better not be able to tell what you had for lunch 3 days ago based on what's in your beard. Okay. Handlebar mustaches, not cool at work. I don't want to see it. I don't care. I don't want to see this beard that has to be waxed that comes down to your chin. You don't need to have that in the workplace. You're not going to have it in a workplace that I'm going to work in. Okay. So haircut and clean shaven. And for God's sake, take a shower and use deodorant. There's nothing worse for you than when you stink. And I have no problem telling you when you stink. If you're going to a dinner meeting after a long day at work, invest in a gym membership and shower in the gym in the basement of your building before you go to dinner. You don't need to smell like you worked in a blast furnace every day. If you think, hey, I'm gonna shave and shower at night and come into work in the morning, you're gonna look and smell like a homeless person. Your hygiene says more about you than anything else you do. If people can smell you and you smell offensive, no one is gonna work with you, and everybody is talking about it. I promise you, if you're the stinky person at work, everybody else knows you're the stinky person at work. Shower before you go to work. Don't shower the night before. And then if you're going to a dinner party after a long day at work, shower before you go to the dinner party. There's no law that says you can't shower twice a day. It is not chic. It is not sexy to be unshaven and unshowered. Hygiene is critical. Nicola, your thoughts?
Last point on this. It is not just about you. Yes, it is about your reputation, but it's not only about your reputation. It shows respect for those that you are around. You're respecting your clients, right? And especially for us lawyers, when we present in court, there's a certain decorum that is expected of you. Why not use that when you're thinking about your clients and others that you want to get in front of, you want to interact with and build relationships with? Make it about that. Make it about showing respect for them too, and show respect for yourself. dress professionally.
Yeah, so I'll finish up with this. You know, I had a person who I worked with in the hospitality industry who said, "Hey, listen, there's all kinds of aluminum in the deodorant, and I'm afraid to use deodorant because, you know, I'm concerned that I'm going to get Alzheimer's from the deodorant." So Tom's from Maine. They make 100% natural deodorant. I bought this person deodorant from Tom's from Maine. I gave it to them. They still stunk. You know what I did? I fired them because I couldn't have them around guests stinking like they spent all day in a blast furnace. It just is not appropriate behavior. So look the part, act the part, and for God's sake, smell the part. My name is Dave Lorenzo. This is the Inside BS Show. We're here to tell you what nobody else will. Until tomorrow, here's hoping you make a great living and live a great life. I'm the Godfather of Growth, and she's
Nikki G.
We'll see you tomorrow. Go shave and shower. Take care.